talking about what is the WWE versus the Conor Floyd board. First item on the agenda is approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Could I jump in before you, Bill?
All right.
Under other, I would like to add Miles Pond Lake Watershed Plan. And do you want to add parking ordinance?
Yes.
And George would like to briefly speak about the parking ordinance.
Under other?
Yes.
I'll second the motion, Jim.
With those additions?
With those additions.
All right. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah. Next item is approval of the December 2nd meeting.
So move.
Second.
Is the date wrong on this one, Susan?
Yes.
November 4th.
Where are you looking? Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I will fix it.
All right. I'll make the motion to accept the minutes with a correction of the date. I'll accept a motion.
So move.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Citizens' concerns. All right. Old business. Town clerk?
Okay. Statistics for year 2025. 4 births, 11 deaths, and 4 weddings. Voter registrations are at 948 right
now. Wow.
Down from 974 for last year. I have 74 challenged voters. That means people have moved, but I can't take them off. I have to wait 2 voting cycles. Dog licenses, I've closed out the year with 304 dog licenses issued. I've already licensed 6 dogs so far this year. Relicensing due by April 1st. 600 dogs, $11. Not neutered is 15. Town meeting day is coming up, Tuesday, March 3rd. Petitions for dollar amounts are due Thursday, January 15th, and require 5% of the registered voters, which would be 48 signatures. Petitions for candidates are due on January 26th, and require 1% of registered voters, which is 10 people. I've placed an ad for the elected positions in the Caledonian Record. That'll be coming out. So far, I've received petitions for auditor, town clerk, and town treasurer, and 1 library trustee. Informational.
Treasurer, auditor?
Yes. Okay. There could be other petitions, but those are the ones I've received. I would like to schedule an informational hearing. They have to be held within the 30 days preceding the meeting, which is March 3rd. So I need to, which I think that must be a different, I think it's changed. I don't remember having it that soon.
Don't we typically do it the Saturday before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say, yeah.
Well, are you talking about the informational meeting?
Yeah.
Well, I handle that.
Oh.
You don't do that. I do that.
Well, okay.
Refresh
it's
our
memory.
It's just an informational meeting. We usually have it.
All we can really do is read the
warning. Yeah, we just read the warning. But I do that.
You didn't do that at a select board meeting?
No. That what we do up at the town hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nobody comes.
Used to be 28 this year to do that.
Yeah, you just take that off your thing. That's me that does that.
Linda. Well, it was on my list. I had
no,
to check it off.
I always do that.
And I have to post the warning by February 1st, which Sue and I will coordinate that. And then today, J&S Waterworks came this afternoon. They were able to thaw the frozen outgoing pipe in my office. They're recommending that we pump out the whatever we have out there for septic once a year. He had to cut the pipe, the poop pipe, and shove something up in there.
So this is your sewer, not your domestic water?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
It was backing up. So last night when I left, there was water flowing in the bathroom.
Oh.
Like, a lot. So we got it under control. And actually, Dane and Dennis did come and check it out.
Was that this afternoon?
Yeah.
When I went to town,
I mean, it's been out.
Who was driving the tractor?
That was
Liam.
Liam.
Mixed.
Just one of the board.
Yeah. So, I mean, that.
I mean, I saw some activity there. Just,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Twombly's came. Susan was kind enough to call Twombly's this morning, but they saw it was frozen and they said, we don't do that. So. I don't think you've ever had that issue.
I don't recall any septic issues to you.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one, so.
We still get water coming out of the spring.
Well, it's the drain.
The water is full. I mean, the tank, the cistern down below is full, yeah. I've retrieved one dead mouse. We're doing good. That's it for my report, unless you got questions or...
Treasurer. So the financial reports were emailed last week. I think we only got those. And November, December warrants are on the table for review. Is someone able to sign those in Jason's absence? Who's the alternate?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Right. I thought you were the alternate, Chris. Oh, no, those aren't new ones. Those are the old ones for review.
Right, but there'll be new ones this week, right?
Right. I don't know. I'll have to go back in the March minutes.
Okay. I don't know. I can't sign.
What? It's not you, is it, Bill?
No, I don't.
The alternative to signing the warrants?
Right.
Is that who?
Is it you?
No, I thought it was you.
Huh. All right.
I don't know. I'll tell you. Oh. Boy, Jason hired a sign for some warrants and Chris Fournier as a backup.
All right. How about that?
There you go.
You got a broken watch to write twice a day, George. All right. Due to some family health issues, she's going to be out. She can do the best for close regular hours when she's able. I think we can all accept that. Next item is the road commissioner. Want to talk about the loader?
Yeah, and I apologize for missing the last meeting. I was an hour off, so I wasn't here when you guys were. Just wondering what you guys think of that. If you're
so only speaking as one person, if it were me, I would advocate for the cat loader.
Okay,
and that's just me. And I don't know if anybody else has a
problem. And that was the best.
It's actually a little bit more than the Volvo.
Minimal, mostly.
Yeah, like
$3,000 or something.
Yeah, but wasn't the trade-in?
The trade-in's exactly the same. The warranty looks to be a little bit better.
I would agree with that.
The homework I've done on it is looking, I think the cat's a little bit heavier anyway, so it sounds like. We're getting two different sizes there, a size apart, so.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Would that be your first choice?
I think so. Right. Volvo has offered to send one over here for us to try out.
Where's the Volvo dealership?
Williston, I think.
Yeah, right over there. Same place that I'm assuming Milton Cat is the dealer over this way that you're dealing with.
Yeah, they're in Richmond, and I picture Volvo's right in Williston.
Yeah. All right, you have no advantage that way on who the polls are.
No.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it to have a valid opinion.
And when do we have to sign the warning?
It has to be posted by February 1st. So that's the last day that I can post the warning is February 1st. So we would have to sign. And then the petitions aren't due until the 26th. So that only gives you like Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Yeah.
So would it be inappropriate for me to call Audra tomorrow?
And
so my question is, we've talked about how we would pay for this loader, and I have some questions about our budget, where the money goes that we got back from FEMA, and whether we would borrow the money from ourselves. And these are questions I would like to ask her.
I would agree.
All right, and I'll text her and see if there's a good time I can speak to her for just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Is And then we can go over the rest of that at budget meeting. Okay.
And the other thing I've got, I think Liam Kittredge is going to be doing the sidewalks for us.
Okay.
He came in, ran a little bit today to try it out. As far as pay goes for that, is that something you guys want to do in executive session? Or
what are you thinking, like a light sale or a ball ride?
What were we paying?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I can deal with that in executive session.
Okay.
All right. And this won't take long to get there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. While you're here, I've spoken to you twice about the property on the end of Johnson Road, and we concur that that gate is beyond the length, beyond the end of the town road.
Yeah.
All right.
And for everybody else here, we measured on the maps, that map, and it stops right below Mike Heeman's, and we found a couple maps from back in the 50s, and they show the road stopping in the same place, so it's been at least 75 years it hasn't gone any further than that.
All right. And if you can email me the contact information for those people, I will reach out to them. Thank you, Dean. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Right. Well, just sit still and be friendly.
Yeah.
Zoning administrator?
Yep. Sorry, I missed the last meeting.
Right.
Just a recap from what I would have reported in the last one. There was a single permit in November that would have been referenced in December. That was in North Tonker for the front porch entry addition onto the home. And then we've got our first permit of the year, also in North Concord, a resident's adding a 25 by 30 garage extension to their property. Everything met approval, so that's been issued within a 15-day period to approve. I've just been getting some general inquiries for some future permit requests that are most likely going to be coming in over this month. So we'll have some more probably later in January or early February. No new 911 addresses to report at this time. For violations and complaints, so the violation letter for the pond that we last discussed went out, as well as just information to help the pond owner understand the bylaws and what the process was and what they could do if they wanted to appeal it. He did appeal the zoning violation letter, and he got that in on time to us. He also cured the violation, opened the pond up to drain the water out safely, so he's no longer in violation. He is appealing the zoning violation letter, and on his appeal, he addressed each area that he would like to dispute. And so the zoning board has a hearing set for the 20th. It'll be the first thing they do on their agenda for the regularly scheduled meeting, so that way they can review his appeal to the zoning violation notice. To my understanding, it's not going to be relitigating the original hearing where you have requirements in order to continue building the pond. And it's just going to be basically going over what he's appealing to, the violation letter itself. So it's a big ticket item on the table for the zoning board coming up. Other than that, I've got some research that's on my plate that I need to do. Another town zoning administrator reached out to me over the last month asking about the tier 3 zones in the town and Act 250 related. This is related to Act 250. A road rule. These are things that I have not really heard much about, and their concern was is that towns like ours and theirs, under this new road rule they were telling me about, might make permitting even a single residential structure have to go through Act 250. Again, I'm basing this on what I guess you could say hearsay from one zoning administrator to another, so I'm going to have to do a little bit of research, find out if we're going to have more red tape to go through with a local Act 250 representative at St. Johnsbury, just for our regular, normal permitting for anything residential related. So, I think it's tier 3 lands, and it was going to affect a lot of the main roads that go throughout the community. From what they were telling me, to look into anywhere that's more easily developed, like if someone wants to build another house on their property or parcel out some land, But again, I would advise that that potential could be that even a single house might have to go through Act 250. So I do not have that confirmed. Just wanted to let you guys know that's a research topic to find out more about.
Okay.
Other than that, that's it.
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't get out much, but in the recent past month or so, I've observed two properties that are under construction. They're both on Shad Lake Road. One of them is just up the road from here, probably 2 miles, top of the hill. Okay. And another one out on Shad Lake Road, close to the four corners of the road, Shad Lake Road.
Okay.
Whatever. Evidence of any permit signs or
okay. I can look into those. There's one that the zoning, the vice chair and I had talked about recently that I was going to look into and see if there had been a previous permit and they were just acting on it. Yeah. Since those are usually active for about 2 years, I'll need to look back over the last two and see if there's one. And if not, then I'll reach out to both of those parties, see if we need to actively get them backing into a permit if they started without doing one.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, the next item, our new business is to ratify the town garage furnace consensus. Susan polled us, and we all wanted to proceed with that.
What's the status?
So we don't have the furnace yet, but this what we're doing right now is I just need a motion to move forward with replacing the furnace.
I would make a motion that we move forward with replacing the furnace by
Trombley's.
Trombley's Plumbing and Heating.
Second that.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The next item is the procurement policy amendment.
Oh, yeah.
So, do we buy things with federal funds?
Well, the only reason we have to do this is because I spent, I don't know how many days. It's kind of connected with FEMA.
Oh, I
would have
thought
so now that. The state goes in and said, well, you need this, you need that, you need everything else. And to be able to be eligible to receive future federal funds or state funds, we have to add this section to our procurement policy.
All right.
So it's pretty much all written out. I mean, that's the whole section that's going to be added. So we just need a motion to amend the procurement policy.
Does this give anyone ever?
No.
Make a motion to amend the procurement policy? Or yes.
Yes.
With the new federal requirements.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Town Hall. So Eric Demers has moved in and he's patching the siding for Harold. They had planned to have it done before the first of the year. I think everybody remembers they got rain and ice and kind of crappy weather, but they are working on it. And
were they working that today?
They were.
I thought it was too short.
And I would expect he'd have that taken care of fairly soon.
Okay.
Did Harold get back to you about the gas tank?
No.
All right, I'll reach out to him. They'll have that side done probably tomorrow.
Okay.
And I will have him move the tanks back up.
I told him
we needed the fire escape put back together before we could use the building to as a polling place, and he completely understood that.
Right.
He just needed them to patch the siding in.
Okay. Yep, and then I'll call AmeriGas and do all that fun stuff.
We got in the town hall, and I don't know how we want to proceed, if we want to proceed, but within the next 2 years, that building needs to be painted. Is okay. That something that we need to discuss in budget session, or bid or, I mean, advertise, how would we proceed with that? My idea was, to do the west side and the south side 1 year and the other two sides another year. I expect it's going to be rather expensive.
I would think so.
And it's been, I don't know, several years since it was left.
I think they were painting it when I started, so about 14 years ago.
Yeah, I
know we painted the roadside.
Yeah.
Yeah, the roadside.
That was your brother that did that, right? Yes. That was your brother that painted that?
I don't have a brother. Hmm.
Must have been a cousin.
I have cousins.
You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family.
While I will understand.
All right. Okay.
But I think that ought to be somewhere in the relatively near future.
Okay. I guess that would be another question. I know when we were in last year, about 13 months ago, we were in a hurry to get rid of our ARPA money.
Yeah.
And so we bought that truck. And,
yeah.
I think we cleaned out a lot of other accounts as right. well. And maybe we can put some of the money we've gotten back from FEMA into our building reserve or building maintenance.
Or back into the Connecticut River Fund.
Yeah.
That we have
correct.
Been using some of that.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, if you want to, in the last pages of your budget packet, I put in Audra's two reports. Like what the funds balances are.
Okay.
One of them, I think, is Dean's.
The fund still got $228,000 in it.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's technically what we carry, isn't it? Somewhere around that amount. In there.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're still waiting on.
We're still waiting on about over $300,000.
FEMA money.
But when that will come, I don't know. We've got a FEMA meeting on Thursday. Hopefully we'll have some news.
Well, it looks to me like the town building reserve fund has $207,000 in it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, I mean, there's money there to bring some of that. Okay, all right. So,
can I interrupt too?
Would you say that it's $500,000 almost between the Connecticut River and the town building fund. So,
all right. Yes. Hey, Joel.
How are you?
Good. Linda, were you making a comment?
Can I just add, I did get some phone calls from citizens in Concord thanking Susan for her efforts and the select board for your efforts to get the town hall clock back up and going. They're thrilled. So,
all right.
Just wanted to share that. Sorry, I forgot. Didn't put that on my report.
Have we paid for that?
I haven't gotten the bill yet.
No,
but you might want to discuss, too, putting a little money in here, because the windows are falling out.
Yeah.
If you look outside, it looks like a dump. It looks like a dump. There's pieces of wood in the parking lot. It's a shame that this is the municipal building. And that's what it looks like.
All right.
Cool. Well, while you're talking about the town hall, I want to weigh in on two things. One of which is the grant we had for the plan that expired, and I'm going to write a polite letter saying that we're
going to use those
monies, and they were used.
The money we had for the grant has expired, and he's going to write a letter explaining that we didn't use the money.
Yeah, and I tried to be artful in talking to them about it and said we accomplished two major goals here. One is the station there, Concord Station, and the stabilization of the town hall.
Yeah.
They liked that. I said, well, that was project money. We couldn't use planning money for that. They knew that. They, however, I did contact the Preservation Trust of Vermont. I said, is that $50,000 grant for the lift or the elevator still available? And they said yes, which, after all this time, came as a surprise. And, you know, I asked them, saying, well, could we use that any money for, twice I've asked for it, any project-related costs, and never really got an answer for that. The most recent was, no, it's for a lift or an elevator. And just letting you know that they haven't, that hasn't disappeared if you wanted to use that money for a lift or an elevator. And that relates to the expiration of this grant. They said, well, sorry you weren't able to use that money, but I said, if, this is probably a pretty big if you wanted to do a lift or an elevator, there's a couple steps you would have to take, which is do a little more planning for which one you're going to do in terms of design and engineering, because no matter what you do there, it's going to require some structural work. And you know, she said, well, you could reapply using that same source of money to do that planning, but they would want a commitment that you're actually going to do one or the other. And so, you know, I think Chris knows that you're getting into six figures easily on it. Your elevator is going to be a lot,
yeah,
and a lift is not going to be cheap either.
No. Why can't we? And the lift is just a constant source of maintenance, too.
But I don't.
Why can't we do what they did have done at the church, okay, and have a some sort of a write-up?
That's not ADA compliant, I don't believe.
Oh, it's not?
No. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that at least they were polite enough to say, look, yeah, we understand. I mean, anything that you would do for municipal facilities when you're spending a lot of money, you're ending up going to the taxpayers. And when you go to the taxpayers, you need to be prepared. You need to be able to show them what you're going to do. And to get to that point usually costs money. I'm just, you know, bringing that up so that you know that those funds are available.
Okay. You guys hear that?
Yep. I mean, you're out of, I have my own opinions. I don't think they're worth much, but you know, that now that you did the critical infrastructure, the foundation to stabilize the building was very important to do. You're closing in on finishing that, eh?
Yeah.
I kept coming out here and said, did he start? Mm-hmm. Finally, one day I came out and saw the equipment.
Yeah.
I even took pictures.
It tells us that very good.
So. Just saying that, you know, the second floor, you know, what is it, open 6 times a year, 8 times a year?
I don't even think that
much. One or two, yeah.
But you know, if you wanted to repurpose the building, you could do that. It's cost a lot of money, but it is, let me put it to you this way. That building had a lot more use 40 or 50 years ago and more use when it was horse and buggy days. So, you know, it's not like you can't get more use out of the building if you wanted to do that. But that would require an elevator. And I think, and I'm not a contractor, they do put a tower on the west side and just cut into the side of the building to do that. So, anyway. Right. So that's what I came here for. So I'll draft a letter for you to sign.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's the only comments I had to do.
All right. Next item is the cemetery committee. Looks like there's nothing to talk about there. Yeah, nobody's dying or we're not burying them.
No, we're burying them.
All right. Under other business, the first item is the parking ordinance. George wants to talk about that.
After some discussions and some research and whatever, we currently have no parking signs on private property on Crossroad. And it is still being used by some people. But because it's private property, it would be the individual would have to have permission from the property owner. And I think those signs should be taken down at some convenient time. Ground's pretty well frozen now, I expect. Okay? And not plow that proper piece of property. No, I don't know whether you do or whether you don't.
I've not been plowing.
I'd say we have in the past, but it's not.
But as of as late as this afternoon, there was no vehicle there, but there's been activity there within the last 24 hours. Because we get nightly, daily, 1-inch snowstorms, and there's tracks in and out of there, so that's... I think the board should be proactive in that and get the signs down and at some point.
All right.
Is what it is.
So I think to come to conclusion on this item, realizing that we don't own the property where we put up these no overnight parking signs, I would entertain a motion that we take them down at our earliest convenience.
I would agree to that. You okay?
All right, I'll make that motion.
All right, will you second it? I think George just... I think, George, did you just made the motion, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, right. I'll second it.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. The next item is the Miles Pond Lake Watershed Plan. A year and a half ago, I was contacted by someone from the state of Vermont who wanted to help us.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. And looks like they're getting ready to start up again. Their information was not well received by the surrounding property owners, and they're getting ready to start up again. This email is from Alex, at Stone Environmental. I forwarded this to Susan. I would suggest we forward it to the zoning board, unless someone on the select board wants to take this over. My term will be up at the end of February, and this isn't anything that I'll be able to follow through.
Can you forward it back to me? Because I never, unless you just did it.
I sent it to you at the meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.
So what's the activity?
So they're going to tell people how to improve their property. So they don't have runoff, and they'll identify areas that need work, and they'll help people find financing.
Is that going to be a mandatory?
Once they share it with natural resources, it will be.
It sounds like it's turning into Canada.
Yeah.
What?
It's turning into Canada.
Yeah.
Now who's the state started?
The state. This is a private group who is looking to...
Private group?
Well, the email comes from Stone Environmental, and there's a long list of names on this. And, it started out with Essex, NRCD, Vermont.gov, Stone Environmental, MVDA, Stone Environmental, a bunch of Gmail addresses in here.
Is the Miles Pond Association or whatever,
I don't know.
Have they been informed or involved? Or?
I think they were going to be reaching out to them. I can tell you that the last email, they were looking to contact Betty Brown. And the last email I sent them was Betty Brown has asked that I not share her number because she didn't want to talk to them.
So is this is this a state plan or is it just...
I think it's going to be.
Okay.
After I think somebody got some grant money, and the grant money pays for them to tell other people what to do. That's how I read this. But again. My recommendation is that we forward this to the zoning board and someone from the zoning administration can take that flag. And
of course, they own 90%
for sure.
Probably around that.
Yeah,
around that lake.
Yep. Yeah.
Hmm. Right.
Yep, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Or what it's going to be anyway.
Yep. And that is the last item that I have on this. And I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel and salaries.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. You guys have a nice evening.
You too, Nick. You too, Nick.
Good thing you're welcome.
Got a brief break.
Yep.
You may leave.
I'll be right back.
But before I go,
you should just let me know that.
Yeah, I'm.